Guys, hello and welcome back to an episode of Black Scott Pod with your favorite host Susie
and your other favorite host Shirley.
Yay! We're so excited to be back after our little holiday.
Yes, our perfect breakaway. Haitius.
Yes, we took a brief Haitius to go and soak up the sun. And yeah, I think it's done me some good. I don't know about you.
Oh yeah, it's done me some good.
Oh, it's been so good.
Like, love it. You know, my face is even now, so I love it. Summer.
Oh yeah, because I saw you on video call yesterday. I was like, something is different.
Yeah, I don't have a tash anymore.
Oh, you and this tash. It's not as obvious as you think it is. It's so not. She's so always pointing it out, even when got makeup.
In high school, I used to get called mustachio.
Are you sure they just didn't say that for everyone?
No.
Yay.
What, did you get called mustachio?
No. That's what I get.
Stop it. I just died.
No, so I did not get called mustachio, but I'm just saying that children are mean, and it's not necessarily true that you have a visible mustache, but also if you did have a visible or whatever mustache, like, and so what?
No, but the thing is, right, the thing that irks me is that there's no hair. It's just darkened skin, because when I was younger, like, I used to like lick my top lip.
What?
I used to do some really weird stuff as a kid, honestly, I'm not gonna lie to you.
How often, like, did you lick your top lip for it to leave a line?
It wasn't how often, like, as in, like, my for some reason, my tongue was just permanently, like, you know kids, how they do gross stuff, man? Like,
yeah.
Like, for I don't know how to even describe it. It's like, you know when you stick your tongue out and, like, try to touch the bottom of your nose?
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of why would that curve it though?
Flat on the top of your, then lay it flat on top of your thingy, and then it kind of like became like rashy, and then like obviously because I had like eczema,
you got it.
Yeah, because I had eczema, like it kind of thingied on top of my thingy, and I done it to myself. To be fair with you, I done it to myself.
Like, licked your face. Too much.
Yeah.
There you go. But yeah, no, you can't see it unless you literally are right in front of my face pointing it out.
Fair.
And even then, I mean, we've all got things that we're like,
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, like, we've, like, hyperpigmentation issues and stuff, but damn.
But the sun has sorted all this out.
Yeah,
exactly.
The sun is literally making love to my face right now.
Oh, I'm so jealous, because, like, you know what? You know already, my house doesn't get sun in the back of the house, but it does in the front.
Oh,
so you get sun in the morning, but afterwards it's just, like, grim.
Gone.
Which is incredibly annoying. But anyway, enough about the weather. but also at the same time, can we talk about the weather? Britain been going through climate change.
I need to make an announcement first. So
right.
Whatever happens, guys. This is
whenever you tell people on this podcast that you're about to say something, it's usually something fantastic.
This is food for thought. This is 40 degree food for thought. And I want to announce this, and I want to make a declaration that this is not the first time we've tried to record this episode. This is actually the second time. And the reason we had to, because the moment we started talking about the weather, and we mentioned who was responsible, hint.
Yes.
The internet went haywire. Now people, I know, conspiracy theories always come for free with Shirley, but hear me out. It's the aliens.
Yep.
It's the aliens.
And in a moment of sensible clarity, I said it was companies, huge companies making profits over, I don't know, common sense. Things like Coca-Cola.
That is true.
All of these companies that are making things, producing microplastics, putting it out into the ether, causing global warming and all of these awful things. It's them. They need to get a grip.
They do need to get a grip.
But also, and as consumers, we need to get a grip, maybe. Who knows?
I mean, they need to be fair, we do actually.
They need to start first.
No, we actually kind of low-key do.
Yeah, like, but no, but
animals are dying in that in the water because of like our pollution.
I know.
So it's kind of okay.
Yeah, it's we just need to drink tap water. Actually, maybe
that's true. But also, these big ass corporations, they're run by freaking AIs and aliens. So please, don't forget AI daddy.
But you know what's crazy? Yeah, apart from I don't know. So I've seen loads of stuff on the internet. Obviously, people love going back and forth arguing about whether climate change is real, like, and all that. And it's like, go outside. You obviously see it. You saw it yesterday. How can people
argue that is not real?
Right.
I don't understand that.
So many people are like, well, no, it's either A, a hoax, or B, it's just scaremongering, guys. It's just summer. But it's like, what summer? Do you have to compare this to like what lived summer experience have you been where it's been 40 degrees?
Thank you.
In people Britain.
Should understand that like everything is changing. Every year it's changing. There was no snow this year.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was also those blizzards like in weird times of the year.
Exactly.
Remember that?
And then these are like, do you know the same people that say that climate change doesn't exist are probably flat earthers?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Same people that don't believe in microaggressions or like you can experience racism that isn't being called the N-word to your face.
Thank you. Oh. Do you know what? People? I think, so. Do you ever think that sometimes like collections of people should just be put on islands of like-minded people just so that like we can have
no, because then they'll form like a weird society that will then come to threaten the society of sensible thinkers.
No, this is what I'm saying.
With so, their like, insensibility.
instead of us living like in different continents due to like,
you're proposing segregation. Hi. I just want to stop you there.
Can you hear me out?
No.
Do you think this is what the white South Africans said when they got into SA?
This is how these conversations start.
Yeah.
I just think
looking at the black people like work and be like, hear me out, yeah.
Yeah.
This is for their own good. It's for them.
That is like this stuff usually starts like this. It usually starts to just hear me out, yeah. But anyways, yeah, see the heat wave has gotten to you as well, it's melted you. But no, but on a serious note though, I hope everybody's good. I hope we're all good. I hope we enjoyed the sun while it's been out. I saw a really interesting post on the internet, and it was like, this is gonna be the coolest summer you'll ever experience.
Coolest like, hour.
Like, this will cool. be the coldest summer of your lifetime.
Who said that?
No, it's true because of global warming and heating. This is basically as cool as it's going to get. Because
are you waiting? Are you? Like as in next year, it's going to be worse than this.
It could be.
Aye, for sake, I'm not going anywhere.
Guys, don't repeat that one to your parents. Especially that one.
I just got stressed.
Just think about it.
Like, it's
things
okay.
are going to get
like,
worse. They're going to get worse.
Question. I'm going to ask a very, very
don't
stupid
ask
question.
Me. I'm not a climatologist, but I just know internet
science. It's a global effect. So, like, literally, if I go to a different country, like, I don't know. America's hotter than here.
America's hot. Well, America's even got Death Valley.
Shit.
Where I think, you know,
I so think maybe Death this is what they meant like by that the world Celsius. Is going to end. This is what they meant by the world is going to end with fire and water.
Exactly. We're all going to drown in the seas rising and burn where we can find. Anyway, sorry. This is sound. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, you've just reminded me.
Aliens.
No, so sorry, yeah. I was going to Tesco with my little brothers, And this man stopped me and he was like, can I ask you something for a second? I thought he was going to, you know, I don't know, ask for the time, ask for directions, just something. And he said, can I ask you, do you believe in God? I was like, Jesus Christ. Oh my gosh, guys. Those of you on the podcast, you know, I am, we'll call it agnostic. Agnostic, leaning onto atheism.
Meaning she believes in eggs being the supreme leaders of the world.
I believe that we will all find out at some point which one of us is right, right? We'll all find out.
Yeah, we will. We actually will.
I also think that faith and stuff is all, like, it's yours. Nobody can tell you what your faith is and all that stuff. But anyway, so he said, do you believe in God? And because I'm a very honest person, I was like, no. It's, I have to say at this point, it's like a, it's an uncle. God, he was so shocked.
And he, you know, the way he is, I probably twitched.
He took a step back. He took a step back. I was like, what?
No.
What did I say? He was like, why? And I was like, why not? That's the question. That's the big question. Aren't we all trying to figure out whether God is here or not? Like, we are trying to figure this out. What actually was the funky? I'm pretty sure in his mind he was like, Jesus Christ, help me. But, yeah, so I was like, don't know, I just don't. I've been a Christian and I've gone to church and I've done all the things and I've come to the conclusion that for me personally, I don't not believe in God, but also I, the opposite of that. I don't know, guys, I got in my head there for a second. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, but I'm also not going to sit here and lie to someone and be like, oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. I totally believe that.
Yeah.
Anyways, so then he was like, starts trying to give me like some pamphlets and all. I was like, no, no, thank you. He was like, no, no, my child, no, no, you need this. No, I'm good. I'm good.
Hey.
So, no, we meet every Sunday or whatever it was at this place. I'm like, no, I'm good. He's like, literally, actually holding my hand, trying to put these pamphlets in my hand. I'm literally like, I don't even want to be disrespectful. If you put this in my hand, I would just drop it. But I'll just let go of it and it'll be on the floor. I'll let go.
Well, we'll be looking at each other in the eyes.
Like, I'll let go. I'm going to let go. And it sounds so rude, but I'm just kind of like, who are you to grab my hand?
Oh, wait, put something in my hand.
He's like holding my hand to put the thing in my hand.
No.
And I'm like, what is this?
No.
I'm like, I'll let go.
No.
Like, I'll let go. Anyway, whatever. And I'm literally like, no, like, you'd just be wasting your time. Like, you'd be wasting your time. He was like, well, let me ask you something. And he starts stuttering. He's like, let me ask you something. Do you believe everything people tell you? I think he was like, are you a sheeple, basically asking me if I'm... I was like,
yeah.
Depends. It depends. Because, I mean, there's a difference between, you know, your doctor telling you something after you've had loads of tests done, which, by the way, I'm believing you because I ain't got the skills, and somebody being like, yeah, you know, the world is actually a triangle. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a big difference. I was like, yeah, well, I don't know. It depends. And he's like, well, let me tell you this. Do you believe, like, what's your, you know, when were you born? I was like, in January. I know I'm, like, just giving free information to people.
And they always have, like, to make something like a tale.
Yeah, you were born in January, yes. And tell me, were you there?
Yeah.
I was like, yes. And this is what I'm saying. I'm like,
I was taking a holiday in Spain with a lot.
Where else would I have been when I was born?
In Gran Canaria.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, all of this is all in my head. Like, this is all in my head. I'm not a rude person, guys. I was like, yeah, I was there. And he was like, okay.
That's not funny.
So then you were there. Uh-huh. And so... How do you know it was your birthday?
No.
I was like, My mom was there, doctors. I don't know, there's a whole calendar. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people in that room. I'm pretty sure there's lots of people that can verify that I was born on that day.
I'm pretty sure the science can verify that too, but like, we don't want to go into that.
I mean, to be honest, like a part of me was also going to be like, does it matter? If I didn't know my birthday, I still exist.
But that's the thing, and you would still be there when you were born.
I would
still
be like, yeah, I would pick a date, maybe an approximation or something that means something, and I would still, like, that's what I'm saying, like, religion and all that stuff, it's so personal to you and how you interact with it, and faith that nobody can tell you how you should feel or how you should celebrate it or how you should just think about it or any of those things. Anyway, so then he tried to tell me some other story about, like, do you believe that people can go into the sun? And I was like, sir, where is this going? Anyway, so I was like, okay, I'm going. Like, I'm going. I'm leaving. Thank you. Bye. And he was like, no. He was like, no. Like, why don't you believe in God? And I was
no,
like,
no, this is just no.
Because, no, this is probably the rudest I've ever been to anybody. But I was like, because I'm going to find out when I die. Oh, listen, he took several steps back. And he was like, like, he said, oh, you'll see. I said, yes, we'll both see.
No, but like, seriously,
we'll both see. One of us will be right.
Someone will actually definitely be right. And I just don't get why people are so pushy about religion.
I didn't understand that. I was like, you could have gone on your way. See, at that point when I say no thank you,
like, imagine the actual blasphemy that would be to sit and talk to a Christian and then, like, actually just undermine everything that they're saying to you.
Right. And I'm actually like, what was he going to say if I had said yes? Like, yes, I do believe in God. You're going to give me a pamphlet to some other church. What if I've got my own church? Where are we going to go from this conversation? Were you going to pressure me to join your church? And also, wasn't there that whole biblical tale where Jesus is, like, flipping over tables and stuff, like, when he goes into that temple because people aren't worshipping or they're not taking God seriously and they're not taking their faith seriously. They're making it into commercialism. And, like, you remember when he goes in there, like, trying to sell stuff in the church, and it's just not church anymore.
Nah, like, church isn't church anymore. I always say this, and, like, I feel like the one thing that has literally definitely deterred me away from Christianity is the fact that the church is just, the churches, all the churches, I don't care which one you are, each and every single one of them, they've commercialized.
There's certainly one church that nobody should be joining.
Which is?
SPAC Nation.
Let's not go to SPAC Nation, but still, like, it's just madness in the churches these days. I'm sorry, it's madness in the churches.
I don't know, I've not, like, had a good, like, experience, like, remember you and I tried to go to church together. We tried, guys. We really did. This is one of those stories
that was an experience. But we went there for a few times. Like, we actually gave that. I would say, right, if there was, I have, as an adult, because of that time, I would say that I actually gave church a decent go.
Yeah,
because I was genuinely dedicated to go into that church. Remember,
We literally. We're like, we're going to go to church and we're actually going to get in touch with our, like, religion and stuff. And it was just not what it was all cut out to be. And that's just such a shame. Like, it just really wasn't. But maybe we just haven't gone to the right church. But if I'm quite honest, like, I'm about to be to hit that 30. And I think at this point, I know where I'm at, like, with my faith. I think I know where I'm at. I don't think I don't need to go to church. If people are praying, I'm here, I will join in solidarity and I will pray with you. But, like, as for me going to church for myself to go, no, it's not for me. I'm sorry.
To be honest with you, I don't really see it. Like, obviously I'll go for the reasons, be like, if you're having, like, you know, like a wedding or a funeral or a baptism or anything like that, I'll be there.
A barbecue. Yeah.
Oh no, churches we didn't get these days. Church, hey, listen.
Church food is great.
I still dream about that jollof. I still dream about that jollof.
I still do dream about it as well. I would go back just for it. I would go back. No, I would. I would. The jollof was very good. I wouldn't go back again for it.
And then there's the creepiness within the church. See, this is another thing,
I just felt like I was sinning the whole time. Sermons were very misogynistic.
For me, it was just certain ways. Like, how am I going to a church and then, like, literally 30 minutes after service ends, like someone's already like messaging me being a creep.
Right? Right?
And you expect me to come back?
Sir, this is a church. It's not a dating, church. Not a speed dating forum.
And I'm pretty sure, like, it's not fucking minor. Like,
sir, the on, only man. Person I came to talk to was Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. came here to be with one with God himself.
Exactly. Felt closer to God, closer to people. That's what I wanted. But anyway, yeah. To
my spirit, but no, not no. Apparently, that's not allowed. So this is what I'm saying. I feel like things a lot. There's a lot of things that deter me from churches. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm good in my own solidarity, still figuring out Wagwan. Mm-hmm. But if the big man is up there, then we need to have a conversation for his plans for him, because I don't understand why he's made suffrage like this.
Yeah, I feel that.
Like, big feel man, that. Big woman, big whoever yeah. you are, please, even if you're a big show, like, I just need, I need answers.
I need huge answers. And
you know, I'm not even asking for the money, I'm asking for the answers.
Yes.
Because I could ask for reparations of a difficult life.
Well, see, this is what I'm saying. I honestly want to know, and I really want to ask people, if God, maybe y'all can, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not even going to bother asking this question, because you know what? That's for all of us to figure out. I'm not even going to go there. It's just for us to all figure out why certain things happen in life and things are the way they are.
Yeah. But
my takeaway from that whole interaction was kind of like, I wouldn't ever think to hound someone like that about my faith and my beliefs and all that stuff. Like, if I was trying to convert you to my cause, I would literally just be like, I mean, take it or leave it.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's up to you, my guy.
Yeah, like, I can't be bothered. You know, it's up to you.
Like, I don't know what you want us to do. Like, we're not going to sit every single Sunday and have a cup of tea and discuss about it, but mm-hmm. it's up to you. Like, mm-hmm. you're mm-hmm. good.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was just, that whole interaction just rubbed me the wrong way. The other thing that I didn't like about it mm-hmm. was the fact that he kept on looking at my little brothers, like, as if to sort of be like, see, she's a bad Christian, like, kind of thing. He was trying to pressure them as well. And I was like,
oh, no, not with kids, man.
Honestly, I was literally like, to my brothers, I was like, you can take it or you can leave it. Like, I'm not going to tell you. It's up to you. And he was like, no, you need to take it. I was like, sir. It's up to them.
Okay, here's the thing, right? Can I ask you a question, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, how in our culture, obviously, men have this, like, authority thing that we're meant to, like, sort of, like, respect.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people think that living all the way through here in the UK, and I don't know who you are, the same thing
translates.
I don't know your family, I don't know your connections, we're not even from the same place. I don't know who you are, yet you're still trying to instill your, like, masculinity.
I say he was an uncle. This man could not have been more than, like, 45. Like, so, like, you're 15 years older than me. Get out.
The ones that are the worst, because, you know, the OG generation are humble. Them mm-hmm. ones, they're the worst ones.
Yeah. It was just really weird. It just rubbed me up the wrong way, because the way that he was acting was, like, as if I think he must have thought I was younger than I, like, am. Because the way he was trying to talk, as if like, oh, well, wait till I talk to your parents. You know, one of those. Like, I just, that's why, honestly, that's why I had to just say, like, you know what? Yeah, we're going to find out when we both die. Because I can't be bothered with this. Me, I really, really cannot be bothered with this. I'll figure it out when and if I do need to find God and actually go to church. All those things, I'll do it. It's not going to happen because I spoke to you in a Tesco car park. No great revelation has occurred to me, except that actually, maybe I made the right choice leaving church, because this is peer pressure.
No, it really is. It's not even peer pressure. It's stranger pressure.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It was just like you said earlier on, like, I don't know you from the next stranger. Everything. The only thing we share in common, like, in this one is, like, you know, our skin pigment. We're both in
Tesco car park.
Both in Tesco car park, and we're both black. And for that, I've afforded you, like, the thing that I would not... Would you
have done that to a white woman?
Right, because if a white man approached me, I would have been... My guard would have been up. Like, instantly. I don't know, what do you want? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff. Like, so, because... You have come to me with a familiar face. I've given you the space to say state your case, but like in that, you're trying to make me feel bad. Like, no,
that's the worst part, man.
Yeah. Anyways,
I don't know.
Sorry, I've ranted. I've completely...
No, I feel you. No, it's a very, very valid rant, because like that type of energy does kind of stress me out, and you know, it's quite prevalent in a lot of situations. Like, it mm-hmm. doesn't matter where you are, mm-hmm. but like, and the whole Christianity thing on top of that, to be fair, it's like, I've got loads of, we know, we've got friends that are Christians. We've grown up in Christian communities. Our households are probably Christian.
Yeah.
But just because we are the way that we are, it doesn't mean that you must then come with your opinion and then make it seem as if.
Yeah. Because like most of the times, yeah. like I don't say I am agnostic unless you're specifically asking me.
Yeah. So imagine, right? I'm literally,
you know what I mean?
I'll put this into context and see how dumb it sounds. Right? Uh-huh. You're standing there with fucking flyers about how you want people to believe in eggs. I know mm-hmm. agnostic doesn't mean that, but mm-hmm. you're standing there telling people that they need to fucking believe in eggs because they're the supreme rulers of the world. Mm-hmm. And then you stop a Christian. Mm-hmm. Do you believe in eggs? Nah, mate, believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
Were you there when God was there?
Right.
Were you there when you...
Listen, maybe some of us were. Who knows? I hear that all the atoms that exist out there in the universe become us and become different things when we go.
Yeah.
When we like end our existence. Who knows? We are made from such amazing cosmic things. Whatever. But at the same time, I'm not going to like spout that. Like, I don't defensively have that. Like, I don't aggressively state it so that people can feel bad about their faith. Like, I say it because you've asked. And then if you've asked for clarity, I've clarified. I don't know. It's just a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot. I feel like people should just leave people to be at peace.
Isn't it? Also, we should all celebrate each other's cultures and religions. Like, I know.
Thank you.
I often take the line of like being like, I always say like really safe things like that, but I genuinely do mean it because I enjoy it when people are themselves.
Yeah.
Whether, you know, you are really Muslim, Christian,
like different types of cultures and different types of religions. Why would you want to then like diminish just, all of that by making like everybody like, a
weird
mind?
It's a weird conversion thing. For me, it's the conversion of other people. Not against their will, but against what, like, if, I don't know, I just hate people that are pushy. That's what I'm saying. I would never be a good Avon lady because I take no for too far too easily.
Don't push your religion and don't force your religion on other people. That's like, that's just true. That should be simple human nature.
Yeah.
You don't have to be taught that, especially these people that like, if you do practice the word of God and you do hear the word of God, then be respectful and be mm-hmm. respecting towards other people.
Yes, exactly.
Just remember when that they're gonna die and whatnot.
I'm like, of course, I'm not gonna live forever.
Hey,
sadly,
I'll let the Santa Ana winds take me.
Oh my god! Right. Okay. Anyways, what else?
Santa Ana winds. If
what you've not seen Crazy Ex-Girlfriend before, you have to.
Because you have to. I'm sorry, you have to. Best thing ever made.
Yeah. Well, I got COVID.
You did get COVID.
I did get COVID. Yes, I got COVID, guys.
Bleeding through our eyeballs and that, mate. Ooh, guys, it was
I
bad.
Got that razor blades in your throat, gargling salt, gargling lemon juice, and it's all terrible.
Oh, Lord.
It was horrific, guys. I actually felt like I was going to die, and I say that not in a joking way. Like, I actually did think at one point, I should maybe call NHS because this ain't right. And my mom drove over.
I'm from Susie at like 2 a.m. Surely.
Yeah.
All capitals. I'm like, oh, Christ, here we go.
I was writing my last will.
I'm leaving you my full makeup set.
Yes. Oh, no. I was down bad. Like, I was dying. Because this COVID, you feel terrible, like in the pits of hell, like you've never known a purgatory like this. And then you get better for one day, you think I mean, the razor blades are awful, but it's fine because I'm gonna get through it, it's gonna be over. And then later on that night you get the shakes. God, the back-breaking exorcist shakes were ridiculous.
Back-breaking.
Do you know what? Yeah, 2 days after, I was telling my mom, like, everything hurt in my body. I don't know. I thought I'd just injured something, like, internally or something. But it was just because the shivering was so bad that I had like full body like DOMS.
Lord.
No, it was really bad. My mom came to check in on me because she also had COVID, obviously. We were just going through all this.
As a family.
But she came to check in on me and she was telling my partner, if she gets worse, you probably need to call the ambo.
No, it was pretty bad.
I'm back. But I'm good. Happy. I'm awake. I'm alive. And
you're slightly recovering.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. We've reinstated the inhaler. So yes, inhaler. So guys, maybe get that booster because this strain does not play.
I'm going to get you like a gold chain with a gold holder for your inhaler.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, interesting news that we should probably say now. I know we've recorded
this. I was dropping the hint.
Okay. I'll let you say it. Okay.
No, you say it.
No, you say it.
Okay, fine then, guys.
You say it.
Guys. By the time you hear this episode, we will be preparing to board our flight and we're going to go to the exotic
London. Whatever is left of it after the fires.
That's tragic. However, let's hope that the fires are gone, you know. Let's hope for some showers of rain because we're really going to need those because I am trying to go to London when it's 40 degrees.
Not rain. Showers. Because we're outside.
That's okay.
All right.
Showers. Just mild showers. So
cooling showers.
Yeah, just enough. And then the sun will come out and like, you know, kind of notch it down again because I am not trying to do that ghetto weather. But guys, we are going to be... at the podcast awards in London. We have been invited and we're so excited.
Yes, at the British Podcast Awards in London, and it's going to be... I was going to say where it was, but you can just Google it to be fair. Where is it?
We're also just going to be beating about the bushes in London, innit? So
there's no bushes in London apart from Shepherd's Bush, right? But yeah, we're cutting about London, doing some fun things. Yeah. But most importantly, I think, for everybody to hear is that Shirley and I are going to try and vlog.
All right, yeah. Oh my God, guys. Oh my days. This has been such a long time and we've never done a travel vlog. We've never traveled together.
Oh my God, yay. Traveled together.
No.
Prepared to be sick of me.
We've lived together.
Yeah. That's different to the stress of navigating across a city, though, no?
Yeah. To be honest with you, oh my God, this is going to be hilarious. This is going to be so funny because I am so laid back that I genuinely...
Me too.
Good. It better be that way. Chizzy, I'm sorry.
Nobody's going to do anything. We're just going to be like, CBA.
No, like, I'm actually quite... I'm one of those people that I'm happy to get lost.
Oh my God, me too.
Yes, let's get lost in London.
Oh my God. Oh, my partner hates it. He has to know where he's going. But I'm like, just go with the flow, whatever.
Oh my Lord, have mercy on all of us.
He's always like, we've got to plan things. And I'm like, no. Sometimes it's nice to just...
Yeah.
I like a general vibe, like a general, general plan. Like, we're going to go to London. We're going to eat something.
We're going to see something.
I don't know what it is.
We don't know what those things we're going to see are. Like when get there, you know, we're going to do something. We're just not sure what yet. But when we do it, it'll be fun.
Exactly. And we're going to hopefully meet up with some people.
Yeah.
Watch this space, guys. Watch this space. I know we said that. And then it took us literally like 4 weeks to get Stevenson on.
Lol. I know. Please. You know, we got something exciting. No, but it was worth the wait, though. It was actually worth the wait. It was great.
It was good.
Wonder how he is.
Oh, he's in Cardiff. I think he was also like 40 degrees. I think they've also been hit with the extreme weather.
Do you know what? Actually, someone needs to check up on him, make sure he's okay. Because imagine doing that whole dad set.
No. No.
I'm good.
No. I'm not good. Not in that.
But guys.
Yeah, we're going to London. I'm so excited. I'm excited about the vlogging.
Me too.
And I think it's going to be hilarious, but I also have to sort of like slightly get over myself, like that weird embarrassment that you get when you are trying to film something in public.
Yeah.
Or trying to talk in public. You just feel like, what am I doing?
You're better at that than I am.
Oh.
Because I get really, really uncomfortable doing that.
I get extremely uncomfortable. And then eventually my little demon voice in my head says,
but to be honest with you,
you will know these people and you will never see these people ever again.
Do you know what also makes me feel better is the fact that we actually have like a camera. So I think the thing that made it awkward for me was just holding your phone up and talking to your phone.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah.
Even though we will still have to do phone shots, but still, like.
Yes.
It's just a little bit less.
Yeah, it's a bit less cringy when you've actually got like a camera on an arm.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Because then nobody knows. I don't know, guys. I could be international superstar. Who do I look like? I don't know.
Who do you look
Whomst
like?
Ever I look like, I could be her in Edinburgh Airport and in London City.
Yeah. Me too. Shots. I could be someone. I could be Janet Jackson.
Exactly. Well, exactly. They don't know. We don't know who we are. Yeah. We came. We came prepared with our nonsense equipment. I'm just hoping that it's gonna be nice and sunny, but like you say, not unbearable, but nice and sunny enough for me to wear my dress. By the way, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but I'm really mad because first of all, ASOS is anxiety inducing.
Yeah, it really is.
I have spent the last 2 weeks day and night looking for an outfit, ASOS, Boohoo, Pretty Little Thing. River Island, New Look, Primark. I have been to every single shop and every single online retailer out there in the world. I even caved and I bought an outfit from Cider. You know Cider, that little Instagram? They're always sending Instagram adverts with some nice little matching sets.
I think so.
Well, don't bother, right? The quality, it's... Sorry, it's Shein quality.
I've never ordered from Shein. Is it like them Boohoo 5 pound dresses quality?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very thin.
Wow.
Very thin. The material's thin. Wow. Things that have got buttons, like the buttons are slipping out of the holes. Whatever. It's a waste of my time. So anyways, I found my dream dress, perfect dress for this event, and it was just out of stock perpetually. I signed out to the notifications, but by the time I would see the notification, say the item got restocked at, I don't know, 10 a.m. or something, mm-hmm. and I didn't see the notification till 11:30. They're gone.
What?
Yeah. It was like it's a really nice dress. But anyways, yeah, so finally the other day I got lucky and I managed to snag one of the dresses, but this is why I'm just mad, because it came today and I've tried it on and it's absolutely perfect and I love it, but it came and it was just smelling like BO and someone's perfume, so obviously somebody's just worn it for the day and just returned it.
That's minging. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's that kind of smell where you're like, this isn't just a little spritz of perfume, that like you've worn this.
Ew.
And I can't even return it because, again, out of stock.
I did the stresses of internet. Susie, the stresses of internet shopping.
Yeah.
It's just not something.
What have you been going through?
I've lost my sanity. Even my whole
sanity. Your mic.
Just lost the sanity at that. Like, my laptop just fell on me, my mic just crashed, my headphones came off.
Oh god, the full thing.
The whole shebang. No, but I've been so stressed. Like, to be honest with you, the other day I cried.
Yes.
And like, my partner was like, what the hell is going on? Because like, he literally got up, made a cup of tea, came back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like on my phone in tears, and he's like, "What's wrong?" He's like, "I can't find
it. It's stressful. I want
to wear. Don't look nice on me because I need to wear a bra." Like, he was like, "I'm just gonna leave this cup of tea here with you, and then just like sit in the other room and try find suggestions for you." He came back. The suggestions were quite great. So we have decided on not ordering anything and go for the outfits that I've got in my house that I've never worn.
Yeah, that's a good shout. Especially when you find a brand new look that you've just never
went for before. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, like, and then you're like, why have I never done this?
Do you know what I'm just going to do? And I think if there's, And I know this should have motivated me a very long time ago, but honestly, like, I'm tired of not being comfortable in clothes. I need to do something about my body and be happy about it. By doing something about my body, I mean booking the first flight to Turkey.
No! Book it in the UK. If you're going to do whatever, guys, make sure. I suppose even in Turkey, there's great doctors there, but come on, guys. Make sure you can sue them.
I'm not quite, to be honest, you're right. I might just Klarna a good job.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't advocate whatever you want to do, guys, but just make sure you can. Just make sure you can sue whoever if they bought you.
I need a reduction. It's not healthy. Life isn't healthy like this.
Anyways, how about Love Island? Obviously caught up for the Black Girls Living Love Island discussion stuff. And I'm like, what's been happening? What exactly has been happening that the charities for domestic violence, coercive control and stuff have had to, you know, put out statements? What the hell?
Okay. First of all, I need to make a clarification of a couple of things that I said on the Black Girls Living episode of Love Island. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, please forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would actually like to apologize to all the society for this, but I believe I stated that Luca Bish was the most attractive man in the villa. I would like to retract that statement.
I would like to retract it
and shred it and... I don't know, maybe feed it to like a hamster or something that will like shit it out and then it would be like recycled into like some compost.
Wow.
You know?
Yes. Visual.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I think that piece of paper that was shredded and
you think it's young guys?
Out, it's Luca. I don't fucking know. I really don't fucking know because
is it this upcoming generation of young men, or do you think it's, I mean, it's obviously across the board fully, like, anyways.
I do think that there's like a movement of like low-key incels. I feel like most young men are low-key incels. No, right, because I've been coming across some really, really toxic stuff on the internet.
Misogynistic? Yeah.
No, like some really, really misogynistic and interesting stuff coming across on the internet.
I mean, where, like, any man that ever calls a woman a female.
There's a whole podcast that, like, every single episode, basically, is just like how men are talking about how women should, like, lower their standards and that they think that their shit don't stink because they're just women. And men need to start opening their eyes and seeing that, you know what, at the end of the day, the men
That's
are probably...
That's Kevin Samuels nonsense,
is
isn't
that
it?
What and it is? See, don't you know see, the names. And then there's the other, there's another guy. What was it, like, Mark? No, is it Mark?
Drew Tate? No idea.
Some
but
guy
basically,
called Drew Tate.
You see what happened to Kevin Samuels? He's dead now. And he died while, like... he was having relations with a woman who probably he would have considered beneath him.
And the laugh at the end. Susie, stop it. No, but like, honestly, like, I generally do believe that, like, people are just kind of like, we're like moving into like a very, very, like, maybe this is like a branch of incel, but it definitely is something odd.
I don't think it's new. It's I think we just seen it more because the internet, once more, as great as the internet,
it's also opening our eyes.
Absolute worst.
It's opening
people.
Our eyes. Now, guys, hear me out. This is my thing, right, about this. I believe that in the villa, in regards to this, I believe that both guys and both the girls have done quite wrong. In this main conversation, I would like to look at Tasha and Luca.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tasha did fuck up slightly. I'm sorry. Like, she actually did lead Andrew on and... You know, you're going to feel some type of way if someone comes in, every new person that comes in, she wants to crack on with them until she gets rejected by them and then she goes back to him, right? Yeah. I believe that is muggy behavior. And I stand with Luca and Dami for standing up for him as a friend. But what I do not stand for is then like the whole situation of crucifying her, making her seem like as if she was the only one that's out here doing madness because Andrew himself was there in the villa doing his own big boy things. Luca was there sitting like a bloody fish himself. Vic did say Luca is a fish, and I agree with her now. Like, he's there sitting guap, guap, guapping, saying that, oh, I dare you to make out with Andrew, and then clapping when Andrew does it, not knowing what Tasha's doing in the villa, and then he comes back, and now all of a sudden Tasha's the demon.
Mm-hmm.
Chill. And then on top of that, let's not talk about his weird ass behaviors when it comes to Gemma. He does this thing where he'll go confront Gemma, like, do you know what, boys, I'm done with her, I'm not talking to her tonight, I'm done. You're making me look just, like a mug. You're this, I'm done. Pathetic, and then she talks to Gemma. He talks to Gemma. And then he's like, do you know what? It's not that I'm angry at you. Come here. Come here. It's not that.
He like knows, obviously, Gemma's dad, and he's just trying to protect his future assets.
I love football, me, like. No, like.
He's clearly trying to protect his future.
Honestly. I believe that he generally, if he actually could be, but if he is and Michael has been watching the show, I'm pretty sure that man's going to be like, they didn't want that him near my child. Like, who would want, he is very creepy. Mm-hmm. He's so creepy.
I don't know. My one is still like Jax. Like, I know he's left, but that one, no.
I'll give it to him for leaving, but.
Yeah. My question is, what is left out? Because obviously back in the day when you watch things like Big Brother, you could see 24/7. Obviously you couldn't hear because you got like that white noise, but I want to see this live. I want to see live for him to have made that decision to leave. Like, I think there's so much more that never made the cut.
That's the thing, because as well, I'm pretty sure someone said that Jax was their favorite person in the villa because he's so nice and he cares about everybody.
Oh my god, no.
And then Remy, I don't know if you remember Remy. Poor little Remy. Remy said that Jax apparently like goes around bullying all the lads in the, I was about to say the hospital, in the villa. And at first I didn't believe that, but then I started seeing his behaviors and I was like, maybe, maybe that is what's going on, isn't it?
Maybe a little bit.
I think it is. So I don't know. I mean, like, I'll give it to him for leaving because he done the correct thing in that situation. But just because you made the steps to leave doesn't mean that you're now making the steps to change kind of the messed up behaviors on your part. The whole situation is just
weird. Think.
And what's wrong with Danica?
No, well, anyway, I mean, okay. Here's a slight.
Not anyway.
Is she still trying to find love? I've not watched it last week, but is she still trying to find love?
She has been rejected by another guy.
I'm telling you, this is why we need to watch it 24/7, because there's stuff we're obviously missing.
So, yeah, Billy has rejected Danica after they done some naughty stuff in the bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Deji has went and confessed his love for India. Not India, sorry. For Danica. And Danica's pretty much like, can you not see this is an all-white party? She didn't actually say that, naturally. She didn't say that. But in my head, I'm thinking to myself, Danica ain't batting an eyelash at a single man with color in there. Minus the mixed race boy. What's his pass? Who denied her too?
I don't know, Curtis. I know, you're thinking you got
what's his name again? What's the mixed race? I don't know, Josh or something like that. But yeah, she has pretty much, she's now then crying, talking about how no guy's interested in her, whilst Deji's there with his facial expressions.
Well, there you go. You gotta find love where you're least expecting to find it. That's probably even the best relationship for her.
Probably is.
Also, can I just ask, like, why is every one of Gemma's ex-boyfriends, like, older?
Maybe she just likes mature men.
I
can't even say that with a straight face.
There was another young man, like 27 or something like that, that is one of her exes. And once more, I must ask.
He is 27. He is 27 currently.
Something like, he must be 27 now. Gemma is
19. At which point did they date legally?
Between that one and Jax, how much time?
That's what I mean, because her and Jax definitely started dating when she was 17. That don't make no sense.
But that doesn't, it doesn't. He doesn't leave a lot of time. And also, and I got questions for Gemma's parents.
You got questions for Michael Owen?
Yeah. Why are your daughter's boyfriends so much older? What's that about?
Wagwan.
Wait, what is that? No, it's weird. It's like,
it's odd.
It is very strange. It's because very, can we, is she dating from 16?
But that's what I mean, though. Like, okay, fine, like, I get it. Like
these are exes with months attached to them. And I was like, there's not a lot of time. There's not a lot of time here that we've got to work with for Gemma's like dating history with these adults?
I actually don't know.
When does the girl have time to find herself?
Gemma's dating history with these adults. These adult men.
That's what I'm saying. There's not a lot of years to work with.
No.
Bear in mind the casting process for Love Island maybe even started 6 months ago. So she's even 18.
What?
I just have questions for all adults in her life.
Bro, that just made me so exhausted.
Yeah, when did she have time to find out about this riding crop thing? Like, I don't know, guys.
It's a lot. Know.
So I'm saying got some questions.
Guys, all we can do is pray at this point. I'm sorry.
Yeah, as long as nobody... Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
This conversation has been very interesting, guys.
Yeah, guys, yeah.
Anyways, I think that's us on a wrap for this episode of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for listening to it. If you enjoyed it, do give us a rating, subscribe, or any of those things on our channels. And also, we're on YouTube. Just search for Black Scott Pod. I think there's there's probably an episode on there, but that's where we'll be putting up any upcoming vlogs. We'll obviously try to put some stuff on the TikToks and the Instagrams to let you know when it's dropped. But definitely have a wee sub on the YouTube page and let us know what you think. Thank you for listening to this.
Very, very exciting stills.
Exactly. So excited. All right, yeah, guys. It's been good. It's been sweet. Thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye.